Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be going over something called GitHub. GitHub is a very popular repository. In fact, in one of the papers that were reviewed by a journal actually asked about providing the data set within GitHub. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm gonna go over this rather quickly because I don't wanna make this video or segment too long. So what you can do is you can actually find the repository, search for one, and here are some repositories that I've created. This one is for AI, and this one is test. So what I'm gonna do is, this is rather clunky, honestly, if you ask me. There's a lot of different types of, and you could subscribe as well, like I've subscribed to this individual, and actually had a email conversation with him, and there's a lot of provision for that, a lot of collaboration. What you do, I mean, you can actually try to look for a repository and then go from there, or you can select new. And then write sample or something like that. I mean, they give you something that you might be able to use, like Ideal Bassoon. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm just naming it sample, and they'll tell you if that is available. And then you can kind of write a description. Sample is all about data or something. Select public. If you want to have a descriptive file as well, you can do so here. Add a README file. When I created this, I included this, and then license. You can actually create this repository. And there's the repository sample, and here's the code for how to create this through a command line. Or push an existing repository from the command line. So you can add sample, remote add sample, and then push or branch. This is kind of the official terminology that you use in order to look at the command line. Now, you're not going to be concerned with that. What you'll be doing is taking a look at this website, and then you can link this to anyone that you want to link this to. There's setup and desktop, and there's a lot of features to go through. You can actually invite collaborators here, add collaborators so that they can make modifications within your file as well. So this has been a quick overview of how GitHub works. There's a lot more components here that you may want to explore in terms of what GitHub can do. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.